Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. The South China Morning Post. This is propaganda. This is the regime influencing a report. All that taken into account, we welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center to measure the significance of the conduct of the Chinese and the headline. China flexes military muscles with rare large-scale missile test in Gobi Desert. Subhead, South China Morning Post. Unprecedented scale of test signals Beijing's growing confidence in its capacity to counter advanced threats and project dominance. Rick, the language there is clearly one-sided. And they're straining for euphemisms for we're the best. In any event, is this ordinary fare from China when it launches missiles or tests in the Gobi Desert, or is this a one-off? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. This is an announcement of a discrete capability in the spectrum of China's ongoing rollout of its regional and then national missile defense capability. This has been a development program for the Chinese for over 20 years. It dates back even to the early 1960s. But what this latest South China Morning Post, propagandistic pieces is telling us is that China has mastered dual band radar interception capability. And that is useful in both assessing and then targeting mass missile raids, masses of incoming missiles. Now, Israel achieved this dual band radar capability over a decade ago. The United States had it as well. But we have struggled to put that capability on our latest aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald Ford. But that China has this capability today is more of a threat to Israel, in that this could eventually, or in the near term, be defending Iran from Israeli missiles. It could be certainly a warning to the United States when we get masses of missiles deployed in the Taiwan theater, that China can intercept them as well.
Gordon, a question for you about the conduct of the regime. Am I correct in saying it uses the South China Morning Post as propaganda when it feels like it? And am I correct in saying the audience for this is the United States, is our military planner? Who's the audience for this?
I think, as Rick says, the audience is the United States. And a piece like this in the South China Morning Post is a real indication that Beijing wants us to know it. So the Chinese military, or at least the Chinese political system, has placed it. So in a sense, this is a propaganda piece. Not everything in the South China Morning Post is propaganda, but this certainly is.
You have a question for Rick.
Rick, can we overwhelm the Chinese system, regardless of this development?
Gordon, this new radar system appears to be in a test phase. I mean, it could be two discrete radar that S-band and X-band that are connected via software, or it could be combined in some kind of semi-mobile platform, as is the Israeli radar. This is an advance in their capability. We should be concerned.
The question then is, what are they imagining? What is the defense about? They believe that the U.S. is going to launch a barrage similar to what Iran launched against Israel. They believe that they've got enemies on all sides, meaning Russia as well. There are only so many nations that are capable of a swarm of missiles like that, missiles and drones. What's the op for filled in an exercise? Who's op for in their imagination?
Well, we are, John, and then export customers like Pakistan or Iran, of course, are also targets. But we do not yet have masses of short, medium, and intermediate range missiles yet deployed to Asia for this radar system to help counter. But that is our intention. We have medium range missiles, a small number in the Philippines. And if we actually do want to prevent a war on the Taiwan Strait, the United States has to be able to generate thousands of missiles aimed at invading Chinese forces. Is that our intention? It's not clear, but it should be.
So this is a prep for the Taiwan war?
Most definitely.
Gordon, you have a question.
Rick, do you think U.S. intelligence knew about this Chinese capability before the South China Morning Post report?
The chances are very good that indeed happened, Gordon. The United States deploys a significant number of electronic intelligence and signals intelligence satellites, and the chances are very good that those platforms would have detected the signals from this new radar, as well as the mass missile test that the article describes.
Drones, cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, and some aircraft as well would be part of that matrix. And they're saying they can handle all of it? Is that correct?
Yes. If you can track and target hypersonic speed ballistic missiles, then anything slower is also within the purview of your radar system.
And have they done this before, or is this the first time we've seen them boast about such a thing?
It's the first time we've seen them boast about it, John. But the Chinese have been developing a ballistic missile, counter ICBM radar. The Russians have been helping them with ballistic missile defense radar systems for over a decade. China will have its own Iron Dome about the same time as the United States has its own Iron Dome or Golden Dome.
Gordon, a puzzle about Xi Jinping. Does he run a paranoid regime? Are they fearful of an attack? Not Taiwan, but one day they're just doing their business making widgets and we hit them. Is that the imagination?
I think the imagination is that the United States is an implacable enemy and would at some point invade China, and which is just fantasy, of course. But they view themselves, and they view the world in very different terms than the United States and others view China. So this is a problem in the sense that this is a mindset that goes back to essentially pre-1949 days. And so it is a clear thread that you can see in Chinese communist military thinking from the very beginning.
Rick Fisher is a senior fellow for the International Assessment and Strategy Center. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today. Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.